It's a Mardi Gras, and what an anniversary it is. The 40th Mardi Gras. That's 40 years of pride, protest, and celebrating love in all its forms. This significant anniversary also marks 40 years of queer art, who will be celebrating with an exhibition which explores artwork by 20 LGBTIQ artists who created sexy, thought-provoking, stylistically varied works that subversively engage with the politics of identity, community, and activism from 1978 to now. Here to tell you more is 78er and co-curator Robin Kennedy. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning and happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. And thank you for standing up all those years ago and enduring what you had to go through. Did you kind of expect that Mardi Gras would evolve into what it is now back then?
Not at all. No way. It was pretty different 40 years ago. And I think Mardi Gras probably would not have continued in the form it has evolved into without the police intervention on the night that we had the first Mardi Gras parade. In a way, their actions perpetuated Mardi Gras because of the arrests and violence. We were pretty determined to have another parade the following year and the one after and continue on. And that's exactly what we've done for the last 40 years.
Absolutely. With all the glitz and glamour of today's Mardi Gras, though, do you kind of sometimes think people sometimes forget where Mardi Gras started and how violent it was? ABC recently did a telemovie about the first Mardi Gras called Riot, and watching some of those end violent scenes, so visceral. Mm. And yeah. It's like, we cannot believe you had to endure that.
Yes. I think people, even members of our own LGBTIQ community, are really not familiar with the history. It certainly wasn't all glitz and glamour, not for a number of years, actually. Mm. And really one of the reasons our organisation exists. So we, 78ers, incorporated as an association in about April last year. And one of the reasons we did that was not just to plan commemorative events for this 40th anniversary, but really because of a commitment to continue to tell the story. We do think our history is important. It's important to keep reminding people of the not just the origins of Mardi Gras, but the kind of society that we lived through 40 years ago. And I think all of that is quite relevant to keep that in your mind, because we've seen how quickly and easily freedoms that took a long time to achieve can be very easily removed. I mean, we only have to look at the USA or some of the other countries in the world where gay, lesbian, trans people are being targeted for violence, oppression, detention. So I think for us, to keep our history in mind is important, so that people can see that while we have achieved a number of freedoms here, that's not the case everywhere.
Yeah. You kind of do explore this history in this exhibition. Can you kind of tell us a little more, because as a curator, of how you kind of explore this history?
Well, I guess the objective of the exhibition was to... Well, twofold probably, to showcase the diversity of queer art that does exist and has existed for some time, but also just to communicate that art has always played a very important role in the struggle for civil rights. So back in the day, 40 years ago, we didn't have the internet or Facebook or texts or any of those kinds of things. So it was very hard to communicate ideas. So hard to communicate coming together to protest, to demonstrate, or just to promote the ideas of freedoms, of civil rights issues. So we used art, poster art in particular, postcards, paintings, film, all of those were used as communication means because we did not have access to the very easy communication methods that are available today.
Yeah. Now, the theme of this exhibition is rebellion and subversion. Can you elaborate on why these ideas are a main focus in particular at this exhibition?
Because, as I said, queer art going back over 40 years has really embraced those themes. So in the early years, probably there was a focus on the rebellion aspect, so the civil rights aspect. And you can see that clearly in the photos of the time. So apart from the artwork, the gallery also has a slideshow of early photographs, posters, badges, that sort of thing. And it's pretty clear the emphasis there is rebellion, because it's all about political protest and the fight to achieve civil rights. The artwork is more on the subversive side, so the questioning around sexuality, the fluidness of sexuality instead of the norms that we grew on. So there are some quite challenging pieces that really make you think. About gender roles, sexuality, sexual diversity, and they're really interesting works.
Yeah. And just to finish off, if you could use three words to describe 40 years of queer art, what would they be?
Well, rebellion, subversion, and I would say beauty. I mean, there is beauty in everything that is displayed in the exhibition, either in the bodies or the messages, the compositions, the materials used. It's a very powerful exhibition.
I bet. But Robin, thank you so much for chatting us today. Happy Mardi Gras. Happy 40th.
Happy Mardi Gras. I'll be there on the street tonight.
We look forward to seeing you on the 78 of Float tonight. But thank you again for joining us here on So Hot Right Now.